All the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid.
I'll tell you why.
This rover.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
Real funny.
Real funny.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet.
On my wing.
On the sunny side of the street.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's Monday. Welcome. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Where our home is KTRS Radio 550 on the AM dial. AM, the band with the built-in storm warning system. Yes. I've talked about this before. You could be listening to FM and be killed by lightning because you didn't hear the storm coming.
Yep.
And a lot of people think, well, you know, AM radio, that's static. It's built in on purpose to save lives.
Yep.
Oh, we could clean it up. Oh, sure. Oh, we can have crystal clear. That's easy. Anybody can do that.
Yeah.
But try building in a storm detection audio system. Thunder, lightning, rain, even if it's miles away. You listen to AM? What that's saying is, take cover.
Yeah.
Take cover, our beloved listeners.
Yeah, you watch TV and it's crystal clear, the stormy.
You know why?
You would have no idea.
Because they don't care about you.
No.
FM doesn't care about you.
Nope.
They don't give two hoots whether you live or die. We do.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We love our listeners.
Sure do, Dan.
A lot to talk about today. We got that shooting in Washington, and I was going to say a whole lot more about it, but it got to be such a joke, the coverage, just as it is every time this happens, that I'll just limit it to a couple of comments. Watching a couple of the big news channels, and you know what they are, CNBC, CNN, Fox News, those things, and I'll pick one in particular because I have to quote what it said on the screen. And on the screen it says, Fox News has confirmed there are two shooters. Now, I don't know what the status is now because we've got a job to do here and we got a show to do and other things to talk about. But the last I heard just before I came in here, they're pretty sure now it's one shooter. But it went from one to confirmed two to three shooters, one dead, two still on their hunting for.
Yeah, that's what
and
I
now,
heard.
And now back to one. I mean, come on. I mean, it's don't say you have confirmed something unless you've actually confirmed it. It makes you look stupid.
Well, they're doing it just to make sure. In case it is true, then they beat
CNN.
We had it first.
Yeah, but what a risk. Mm-hmm. You also run the risk of looking stupid, but they'll never revisit that. They're not going to come with tomorrow.
No.
And go, well, we're really sorry. Yesterday we told you we had two confirmed shooters. And then there's this, oh, I love this. They said that that a witness had said the shooter or shooters wore military type clothing. It's a Navy property, all right? It's
yeah.
A shipyard.
I heard one olive colored,
olive green, and khaki. How many hundreds of those type uniforms do you think are on that naval? And here's the thing: they gave a rough description: one white man, one black man, 5'10", 180 pounds, in khaki, possibly military type clothing, and the other one in other military. If you see anybody that looks kind of like that, please notify the authorities. You'll see 1,000 people there that look like that. It was just unbelievable to me. And then they had a press conference, and one guy steps up to the mic. You know how they'll introduce, hi, my name is so-and-so. I'm the head of communications division at Naval. And I'd like to bring up Sergeant so-and-so, Captain so-and-so from the Metropolitan Police Department, Captain. And then they walk up. Well, the first guy that gets up says, now, we're not going to take but just a few questions because it's this stage preliminarily. We don't have a lot. Just a few questions. And now, Captain so-and-so. The captain gets up and says, we're not taking any questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they didn't even talk to each other.
And then he basically says the same thing that guy said. Then he says,
exactly.
I'm going to turn it over now to the FBI investigator, chief investigator, so-and-so.
And then he gets up and says, well, we really don't have a lot to go. The same thing.
I know.
Don't have a press conference. Do you know something? And the part that I really, really liked was when the statement, and this is the statement, as the day goes on, we'll know more.
What?
Wow.
What?
Really?
I like it, too, when they say, okay, we'll take some questions. After they just said, we don't really have any information, no motive. Yeah. And then the first reporter goes, is there a motive to this shooting?
Yeah, it never fails.
I know.
And even when they say no questions, there's that one, you know, moron that yells out a question. They just said no questions. And then they'll say something like, at this point, we're really not sure whether there's one shooter. We know we have one shooter down, but there could possibly be as many as three, which means there'd be two more shooters, but we're not sure at this point. Thank you, and we'll talk to you later. And can you tell us how many shooters there are? Right after he just said.
Like, I'm going to slip one by here.
You know what? I actually love watching it. It's just hilarious to me. It's like a comedy show. So here we go again. 12 people dead, and I'm gonna just say I don't know what the latest is, but I'm gonna say one. It sounds like a one shooter thing to me. What do I know? I'm not there. A Burke segment. Yeah. Do we have anything?
I do.
Well, let's turn it over to the one and only Dan Strauss, who I believe just saw Michael Bublé in concert.
I did, and I'll get to that in a second. No, it was absolutely incredible. Saw him Saturday night.
I think he's going to make it, that Bublé.
I think he
he's
will.
He's going to be a big star.
I think he will, too. I think he will, too.
Please don't email me somebody and go, Frank, don't you know he's already
a big star?
It's a joke.
But my girlfriend has a music video out, Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
She has a music video out, and apparently...
I thought she was Peon's girlfriend.
Well...
Somebody took her away from you, looks like.
Yeah.
You just lust after her. I don't know.
But her new song, Roar, and the music video, apparently.
Which is now the number one song in the country. It's just past Blurred Lines. I know my music.
Wow, man.
I know my current pop music.
PETA apparently is very angry with Katy Perry.
Who is?
PETA.
Oh.
Because of the video. And they said using the animals as actors will screw them up and make people hate animals more.
Well, I'm with PETA. I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
They used Lassie as an actor, and ever since then, I hated
everybody
dogs.
Hates Lassie.
Everybody hates Lassie.
I know.
And it screwed Lassie up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're right.
So PETA's jumping in, and they don't like Katy Perry now because she has used animals as actors.
Well, now that I know that, I don't like her either.
No, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
It is crazy. And then Saturday night, went and saw Michael Bublé. And the show was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, if I had a dog, I'd name it Ren 99.
Oh my goodness.
He's not quite Ren 10. Or Ren 910.
Doesn't know as many tricks.
Doesn't know quite as many tricks. Yeah. Bublé was good. That does not surprise me.
Bublé, and I've seen him. This is like the third or fourth time I've seen him. And each time has gotten better and better. But the show at Scott Trade Saturday was just, it was incredible. But the band that opened for him, and I think, did you find it, Peon?
Yes.
One of their music videos? It's called Naturally Seven. And these guys came out, and there's supposed to be seven of them, but one of the guys had to leave because he just had a new baby. So he went back to New York.
He didn't leave from the stage.
No.
He never showed up.
He was back in New York with his
kind of guy puts his family before work.
Really? Yeah.
An idiot.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
But these guys, they started off as like an acapella type of song, and they were incredible singers. And you see this guy in
the
background.
Who was the famous Jamaican singer who never used instruments?
Here it comes.
Acapella Fonte.
Oh my God.
See, get it, Harry?
Yeah.
Acapella Fonte.
Acapella Fonte.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
So you see this guy in the shadows, and it looks like he's playing drums. And you hear this drum beat going on. But you don't see any drums. You just see the silhouette of this guy. And then they stop after.
Who are the guys that sing without instruments underwater? Oh, Aquapella.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, go ahead.
Thanks, everybody.
So then they were talking about Aquapella, and then they gave it a name, and I can't remember what the name was, but they said, there are no instruments on stage. We do all the instruments with our mouth. One guy was a bass player. One guy was a drummer. One guy was a guitar player. And it sounded incredible. And
Do you have a sample?
Oh.
I think I saw these guys.
These guys are unbelievable.
Yeah, and if you didn't know, you'd swear there were some instruments.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it sounded like instruments on stage. And then they got up about halfway through Michael Bublé's act. He had them come out, and they did some stuff with him. They did the Beatles, the Bee Gees, and Elvis with him. It was incredible.
Who's the little country girl?
Here it comes!
Who's the little hillbilly hick redneck country girl who sings the standards? Honey Boo Boo Blay.
Thank you!
Honey Boo Boo Blay.
That's a good one. Thank you.
Honey Boo Boo Blay.
So this is Naturally 7. That's what they're
called.
And
what are they singing here, Peon?
In the Air Tonight.
Okay.
Oh, Lord!
I see your T-I-T-T-I-E-S.
I see your tears.
I'm telling you.
Crystal clear. So what they do is filthy songs, and they get your attention away from the film with this acting. Can you go to that part again?
Yeah.
This disturbs me. Now, our job here, and it started with Brenda Lee.
Yeah.
We're the filth police, and I think that's unacceptable. That's sexist. I can see your T-I-T-T-I-S. I have to spell it. I can't even say it.
T-T-I-S.
T-I-T-T-I-S. Nestle's makes the very... Is that how you spell it? Or T-I-T-T-Y-S? Or
I don't know.
No, I think it would be I-E-S.
Nestle's makes the very best chocolate. Play it again. It's filth.
That couldn't be clearer.
Wow.
Dan, I bet you never picked up on that at the concert.
Maybe I did.
They didn't do that song.
Well, of course not. They'd be thrown out of St. Louis. They probably said, don't do the T-I-T-T-I-S song.
Yeah.
I like the guy that does the like drum brush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the almost sounds like oboes or cellos or something.
Yeah.
So Natural 7?
Naturally 7.
Naturally 7.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that was it.
Yeah. Bublé puts on a great show.
Oh, my God. He was tremendous.
Peon, did you have anything?
Yeah, I got a couple things.
And now our control board operator, Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much. We celebrated my wife's birthday this weekend.
She is?
She turned 21 on Saturday.
And you don't have to do that.
21.
You save that for when they really don't want people to know their age.
She is 34.
And you're 36.
36, yes. Yeah. And we went Saturday night to for her birthday to an evening with Martin Short at Lindenwood's Theater. And
I bet it was good.
Oh, it was awesome. It was like it was essentially just a one-man show. He has the guy from Jimmy Kimmel's band.
You know who his cousin is? Howie Long.
But he has the guy from Jimmy Kimmel's band, the pianist.
You can't say that.
From Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Kimmel Live's band.
He'll stand in the corner with Natural 7.
On stage, play the piano, you know, most of the show with them. And he does some, during the course of the show, they show all clips of his best segments from, you know, Saturday Night Live.
They show movies. Ed Grimley?
Oh, yeah. He comes out as Ed Grimley during a point in the show. And he comes out as the Franz character from... Hans Father of the Bride.
Oh, that Franz, the wedding planner.
Yes, yeah. And he did another one too. One of his characters, I can't remember now, but it was great. It was
he's very funny.
It was about almost two, you know, an hour and 45 minutes of him just, and he looks. Oh my gosh, I think he's 63. You'd never know it. He's running around the stage like he's always done. You know, dancing and prancing.
He looks
around.
Kind of like a little chicken.
Yeah, yeah, and. He's never, he made a joke about, I've never had any plastic surgery. You can check behind the ears. And talking about people that have had plastic surgery, they look like they've been in a house fire and things like that.
Is he dirty?
No, I mean, not really. He does some jokes, you know, some...
A lot of F-bombs and stuff.
No, not really cursing, no. But, okay. You know, he does some...
some blue jokes.
That's okay. Yeah. But he's not one of these F-everything.
Oh, no, like absolutely not, no. But, okay, man, he was great. He's one of those people that has never really carried a sitcom for, you know, 15 years or... You know, does a movie, once every 5 years or something. But I read an article about him, and he said every comedian loves him. I mean, nobody has ever said a bad word about him. Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm said, and Seinfeld said that he's the funniest person he's ever met, things like that. So just naturally funny. So it was an awesome show.
Well, what helps cool is he's funny looking. He is. He's elfish.
Oh,
he's,
yeah. He's, every character he does has a weird face.
You've got to have that face to do that.
And he... I think the article was in Vanity Fair last year, but he said the Ed Grimley character started with just he and his wife. They would do it, you know, around the house and things like that, where he'd jump out of the shower nude and with the Ed Grimley face on, and she'd go, "Ed, get out of here," and things like that. So he was worried about taking something so personal that was just between them and doing it, you know, in front of the public, and then it became a huge hit.
Man, my younger son absolutely loved that Ed Grimley.
Oh, I think
every time he took a bath, he'd spike his hair up, I must say, and pull his pants up under his arms. He loved that character.
Oh, man. But, and then sleazy lawyer character he did on Saturday Night Live, I can't remember his name, but he said that was a pattern after the makeup artist from Saturday Night Live back in the day, where she would always sit and smoke a cigarette all the time. So he patterned that character after her, and they showed that hilarious synchronized swimming scene.
Oh,
you remember that, where he's in a life jacket?
That is so funny.
And nose plugs.
It's so funny.
Oh, man. But it was a great show.
How many people? What size were
you? I would say that theater.
1,500?
Boy, 2,000? I don't know. I would say...
I think it's more than that?
No, I would say less. I would say 500 to 800.
That's
maybe
a good room.
Wow.
Maybe 1,200. Yeah. It's a decent sized room. So it was great. It was a good
Peon
show.
I think Peon would agree, though. One of our favorite movies is Clifford.
Oh, yes.
I need to see it.
They showed a scene with he and Charles
with
Grodin.
Him
and Charles Grodin with the dinosaur. That's one of my
favorite
scenes. But yeah, so it was really good. And then yesterday, I've never been up to the top of the riverfront restaurant.
I was a million years ago when it was the first incarnation of it.
Rotating, yeah. Right. I've never been there, and it's still rotating.
It was stuck for a while.
That's what I heard just recently,
Recently, yeah. They just got it going.
They got it fixed.
Who do you call for that job?
I know. I mean, what kind of mechanics must go into that to turn that entire thing?
Yeah, really. I mean, that's... That's just not something everybody works on, is rotating restaurants.
Yeah.
So the belts broke.
So we went yesterday for their brunch, and it was, it was cool. But it's so funny because they have numbers at the certain sections, because you could go get your food and then try to come back to where your seat was, and it could have moved, 5 to 10 feet.
That's hilarious. Here's my question. How do you think about this? You have an entire restaurant turning, Now, there have to be cables and electrical. How do they not just get all twisted up?
I have no idea.
That's amazing. And that's not new.
Ferris wheel mechanics, probably.
And the stratosphere is like that. And we had at the stratosphere in Vegas. And if you put, like, your purse or set something down, like my wife set her purse down.
Oh, yeah, there. On the very edge. If you set, they tell you not to do that
because it'll be gone. It's gone. You roll away from it.
You reach over and say something to the guy next to you. You look over, the purse is gone.
Yeah.
It's three tables back.
I mean, thank goodness it doesn't. I think it seemed about, because we were there for about an hour and a half, and it seemed about be about one revolution.
It would be funny if somebody who knew how to do it got in there in the middle of the night.
Sped it up a little
bit. Sped it up about 10 times as fast as it's supposed to go. Wow. Slinging people against the wall.
But it was great views. I mean, great views of the arch and the baseball game was just getting started. And,
Mr. All About Town.
Well, it was everything for Angela's birthday.
You should do. Did you guys conceive a child after that?
No, I don't think so.
Did you try?
Well, he said he didn't think so. That means he did it. He doesn't think they conceived.
Oh, boy.
Now, how's she going to manage this? Does she want kids? She must. She's a babysitter, a nanny, right?
I mean, she wants kids.
Is she going to trick you into it and not let you
probably
know?
Probably.
Oh, no, I have protection.
She's going to rope me into it.
But they have that power.
Oh, they do.
Because, see, you may think everything is safe. It's all their call.
Right.
No, I took my pill.
Yeah.
So the deal is, when she's ready for children, that's when you'll have children.
I won't have a choice.
Unless you are one of those guys with not enough swimmers.
Well, you never know.
Not enough swimmers.
My son, who now has a son, they had a tough time. He had to go and get that whole...
Oh, get the printout.
Sample. Because he didn't know if he... And he was... It was funny, because after they tested him, he went, woohoo!
Not me.
I'm good!
Not my fault.
Man.
And then it just, boom, it happens. So, all right, we have to take our first. Is that all? Do you have anything else?
No, that was.
Let's close it down here.
Hey, I did say to my wife earlier. So
yeah, the Burke segment's closed.
I know, but I just wanted to clarify that I am no longer with her. So.
You said your wife?
I said my wife when we were at the stratosphere.
Oh.
And at the time, she was my wife, and we were at the stratosphere, and her purse kind of went.
Well, that can be outside the
place. By the way,
the Burke segment. Yeah. Even though it's closed, that's okay. We're going to do a little business, and then we're going to take your calls. Today's Monday, which means Jose Hernandez will be with us. That's after 4. So right after this break, we come back. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a little bit of patience, let us get through some business. We'll get right to you. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Window World. Window World, every time I say it or hear it, I think of an amusement park. Peon probably never saw the movie Westworld with... Yul Brynner. And then there were some spinoffs of it, Something World, That World. Well, the Water World. Remember that whole
thing? Oh, sure.
Window World is not an amusement park. It's not a place where you go and there are magic mirrors or funny mirror or windows like mirrors. Window World is a company, and they sell windows. They sell Window World windows. And they do it very well. In fact, here's how well they do it. Their closest competitor doesn't sell one-fifth the number of windows they sell. And their closest competitor tries real hard. If you're listening, closest competitor, maybe you need to find a new tactic, a new strategy, because what you're doing is not working. And what you're doing is trying to confuse people by pricing your windows at $189. People aren't stupid. They know that just because you have the same price on something doesn't make it the same thing. Anybody could do that. Do you have a full, all-inclusive lifetime warranty? No, you don't, do you? Do you have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval? No, you don't. You just have a window. A lesser window, an inferior window, that happens to be the same price. So, folks, if you want the one that everybody, the one that's the biggest selling replacement window in the United States, the one in over 35,000 homes in the St. Louis area, then you want Window World. That's what you want. And you can find out more about it at windowworldstlouis.com, or you can call 314-993-1800. The original $189 window, Window World.
Let's get a look at traffic right now and check in with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, the mess is already starting over in the Metro East. You know, that section of Highway 64 is shut down eastbound between 5570 and 25th Street. So that's causing 5570 eastbound to jam up now, approaching 4th Street to where the merge is. And then we have slow traffic starting on southbound 270, approaching Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Looks like westbound 64 is running pretty well. Westbound 70, I see no delays, just a little off the pace between 370 and Mid-River Small Drive. This traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Walmart's low prices make it easy to change your oil. They have 1 gallon jugs of Shell Rotella heavy duty diesel oil for just $12.97. Get everything for your car in one place. Save money, live better, Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Don't believe what you've heard. Rates are still low and it's gotten easier to refinance.
Did you know that home prices have risen 12% in the past year? That means you have additional equity in your home.
At Golden Oak Lending, we'll show you how to use that equity with today's low rate of 3.5%.
Our licensed loan officers can help you get a cash out loan for a car, tuition, anything you need.
Sick of paying up to 22% interest on credit cards? You'll never catch up. Use your equity for a debt consolidation loan. Get a lower rate of 3.5 and pay off your debts. Call Golden Oak now. 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Buying a new home? Get a lower rate from us. And you veterans, we have VA loans too.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 1149-37. 15-year fixed rate. APR 4.71. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
Okay, here's a little brain exercise. See if you can remember these numbers. 1-800-601-1935. Do you ever meet someone and 5 minutes later forget their name? Do you lose your keys, forget birthdays, can't remember names and dates? Losing your memory can be embarrassing, stressful, and even dangerous. That's why we created Prevagen. Within days, you'll notice significant improvement in your attention, memory, and focus, and avoid the embarrassment of memory problems. Based on Nobel Prize-winning chemistry and clinically shown to improve your memory, Prevagen consists of a unique and safe protein only recently discovered. Researchers worldwide are touting the incredible memory-increasing properties of Prevagen, making it the number one brain health support supplement in America. Don't let memory problems keep you from living the full life you deserve. Call 800-601-1935 today to try Prevagen absolutely risk-free. Prevagen is clinically shown to improve memory and support a healthier brain, sharper mind, and clearer thinking. So call now at 800-601-1935. That's 800-601-1935. Again, 800-601-1935.
An RV may seem like a grown-up version of a playhouse, but it's a real second home, complete with kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and slide-out rooms which expand your living space. You simply can't imagine until you look inside. Whether it's a motorhome, a luxury fifth wheel, or a lightweight trailer designed for downsized utility vehicles, Byerly offers the best value in RVs. Step inside a Byerly RV and discover a whole new world. Wherever you go, you're always at home in a Byerly RV.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Discover your family, show them you care.
For the rest of your life, you gotta be there.
Byerly. Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Good morning.
Hey, sweetie, hand me my toothbrush.
Here you go.
Excuse me.
Just a minute.
A little togetherness goes a long way in the bathroom.
Raise your arm.
Time to call Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths at 636-391-9099.
Grab the shower curtain. I'll pull you over.
My foot's stuck in the trash can.
Uh-oh.
They'll call you back. Provide an itemized estimate so you know what you're paying for. And their guys work when they show up.
Help me pull it off my foot.
Be it a large or small project, Callier & Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier & Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I think it's stuck.
Ah!
call Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099.
What's that number?
636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
Hi, George Weber. The best-selling car in St. Louis and Southern Illinois? Chevrolet. The best-selling truck in St. Louis and Southern Illinois? Chevrolet. The best-selling Chevy dealer in St. Louis and Southern Illinois? Weber Chevrolet. Why? The best selection and the best deals. Like at least $10,000 off every 2013 Silverado extended and crew cab with no gimmicks, no asterisks, and no restrictions. Everyone qualifies. Only at Weber Chevrolet. Check us out at WeberChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
My wife is amazing. After 27 years of marriage, she's so full of energy and life.
My wife is 56, and she's just as gorgeous and vibrant today as she was on our wedding day.
What's the secret the wives of these men are in on? It's Ambren, a leading formula for women over 40 that's clinically shown to help balance hormones and relieve symptoms of menopause. And right now, you can receive a free sample of Ambren. Call now and ask for your free sample of Ambren at 1-800-424-7310. That's 1-800-424-7310.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tracy Bird, Watermelon Crawl.
Hey, very good. I was driving through Georgia in late July. You know what we have to bump with one day? A favorite of mine and Dan's. We haven't played it for a long time. I got a thinking problem. David Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Good one.
You can find it right now. Can you find it?
Yeah.
Thinking problem. Man, I guess Dan is the one that...
We had a CD here. No, I think, I don't know how it started.
But and it's one of those songs that the very first time I heard it, kind of like Blurred Lines. I heard Blurred Lines. We're watching television. I thought, man, I like that song. This is the same way, because when it starts, you do not mistake it for any other song. And it's such a great, it's really a country song.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Now, tell me when you're ready.
All right. I need 10 seconds here.
And we played it at Kix.
Here, find me. Yeah, we did play it.
Yeah, whenever. I mean, that's pretty much his only hit, right?
He had a couple others.
Yeah. But nothing like that.
No.
Uh-oh.
Our computer system is dial-up music.
Yes. Hold on.
We have to...
It's almost ready.
Oh, man. I'm not going to wait much longer for this. The audience is falling asleep.
Yes, I heard me. I got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind.
Yeah, David.
Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit a thousand times.
All right, that's enough. We're going to the phones. Who's up first? I think it's Mark. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hey, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I just wanted to share. I did something yesterday morning I didn't know if you've ever heard of. I was down at the family arena in St. Charles, and you can drive a Lamborghini or a Ferrari.
You know what? I think we had something on about this.
Somebody called and mentioned it, I think.
Now, is this something you could do regularly or is it a special event?
They come every so often. I was talking to somebody down there, and he said they were there a few weeks prior. So they come out of New York. It's called Gotham City Cars. They bring a couple different high-end sports cars, and it's normally $250, but I had some kind of coupon for $100.
What did you drive, and how long for $100?
You get three laps. They didn't tell me the length. And you get three laps, there's a big straightaway, and then, like, some turns, and then that's about it. But it's, I drove the Lamborghini, I'm drawing a blank. It's
Diablo?
The basic one. That's, it's like $200,000
yeah,
one.
Diablo is the only name I know for Lamborghini.
That's no, it wasn't the Diablo, it's the newer one. I can't think of the name of it, but...
Gallardo.
Gallardo.
Okay, yeah. Was it that spectacular?
The straightaway, I wish I could have just done, a couple straightaways. The turning, I could care less. It's like a little course you test your skills or whatever. But he said we're going to do the first lap at 50%, and then it was an automatic. It had paddle shifts, but they said if you've never done paddle shifting, do the automatic because you'll just waste your time trying to figure out the paddles. He won't even enjoy it.
Yeah.
It lasted. It seemed like it was done and over with in a minute. So it was cool. The straightaway was the best part, just mashing your foot into it.
See, to me, the coolest thing about a Lamborghini or a Ferrari is looking at it standing outside of it. Because I drove a Ferrari a couple of years ago, and I got to tell you something. I didn't like it. It was uncomfortable. You're sitting on the ground. Older guys have a hard time getting in and out of it. And the Italian transmissions are weird. They're not as smooth as we're used to. And
yeah, this one, I thought if I, you know, people were hitting the gas hard and there was no, I guess it's got that much traction that it just, there's no squealing of tires. I mean, it's like a roller coaster. You just, boom, take off. And so it was cool. For the $100, yeah. For the $250, I probably wouldn't pay that again.
No, I'm with you. All right. Well, how do you know when they're in town? Do they run
They have
ads
a website, or? And they were on that Groupon thing is where my wife got it. And okay. She got it for our anniversary, so... That's where she got it, but it's called Gotham City Cars. But they have another one where you pay about $1,000, and it's in New York, L.A., or Florida. And they take out six different cars, six riders, and you drive each one for 15 miles, and then you swap out into another car. So you get, like, six different luxury cars to drive.
Well, what's the insurance policy premium, I wonder, letting people drive those cars?
I don't know. I just had, they said, ask for your insurance and your driver's license, and that was it. But, I mean, you know, there was no special safety stuff. You could wear a helmet. There was no controls for the, there was a guy in there with you, and all he controlled was the emergency brake. He said, you won't mess anything up. I can stop it on a dime.
Wow.
I said, okay. He said, just get into it and have fun and don't worry about braking. I'll take care of the, you know, if we have to do some major braking, I'll take care of it.
But you know, every once in a while, they get some hotshot guy in there who thinks he's going to show them how what a great driver he is. And they cream something.
Well, I saw some guys down there that, you know, seemed arrogant and they'd get in there and take off. But the best part was when you could just ride with one of the instructors and let them drive. And they must flip a switch or something, because those guys, when they would do it, I mean, they were taking turns. They were almost like drifting around them. I mean, they were and those people came back with the biggest smile on their face.
Yeah, I actually think that would be more fun. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I do.
I think I would do that next time.
All right, Mark, appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Thank you for the call. You too. Yeah, some cars are better to look at than actually drive. I drove a Viper. When Viper came out, I thought, man, this is the greatest looking car I've ever seen in my life. So I finally went to a dealer and drove one. I hated it. It's one of the most uncomfortable cars I ever sat in. Bill, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing great.
I just caught a minute ago, I guess you were doing a Travis Tritt song. Maybe Peon can do a little research.
Tracy Bird was a Watermelon Crawl.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway. There's a great song at the end of My Cousin Vinny. I've never been able to find out what the song is.
That's Travis Tritt.
I believe it's Travis Tritt.
It is Travis Tritt, and I can't remember the name of the song. It's called... because we used to play it at Kix also.
When you hang up with Google, we'll find out what it is.
Okay, one other thing I'd like
to... Colin knows from the newsroom, I think.
Hold on, Colin Jeffrey knows.
Colin, go ahead. Turn your mic on.
It's Bible Belt, I believe, by Travis Tritt.
That's it.
Bible Belt, yeah.
How about Colin Jeffrey?
Yeah.
There you go, Colin. There you have it.
Well-rounded, that guy. Okay. Yeah.
Bible Belt. There's your answer.
Great song.
All right, Bill.
Oh, one other thing.
Yeah.
The other day, you commented that Bernice had been gone 10 years.
Right.
And although I really miss and really like Bernice, it's amazing that 10 years have passed. I guess it's just a testament to how much you enjoy something. Your show goes so fast, the 10 years is just so enjoyable, and it's just amazing that it's been 10 years.
Well, what a beautiful speech.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill.
We're tearing up in here. Thank you. That's very nice.
Listen to you guys every night. I really like it.
Bill, we appreciate that. Thank you for the loyalty.
Okay. Right.
Bye-bye. There you go. How about that?
Yeah.
Your show is so good. Now, how come we don't hear that down the hall?
They don't listen.
Right. They'd have to hear it.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
They've never heard the show. It gives me great pleasure to introduce a man who's becoming almost a daily regular guest, and it would be fine with me if he's on every day, the one and only world's greatest kazoo player, Norman. Hello, Norman.
Hi. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Well, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. Yesterday afternoon, I dialed in Channel 30 on the TV.
Yeah, yeah.
And had Miss America on, and Miss Kansas City, mm-hmm. and Mississippi, and all that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Kansas City and that.
Mm-hmm.
Miss America and all that.
Mm-hmm. All that.
Guess what they look like to me. That's one thing, they didn't have no Oregon, Miss Oregon on there.
They did not have a Miss Oregon?
Miss Oregon.
No. They didn't have Miss Utah on there.
Really?
They didn't have...
I think in the Miss Porn America, they have Miss Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And something else they didn't have on there.
Who?
Miss Utah.
Wow, well, that's not exactly a Miss America contest then, is it? We don't have all the states represented.
No. Mm-hmm. And you just, well, guess what it reminded me of? They had Miss Missouri on there.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Missouri said something about butt sticky.
Guess what they remind me of?
Dan, don't interrupt, Norm.
I'm sorry, Norm.
Talking.
And guess what they remind me of?
What?
Sex offenders.
Sex offenders?
Yeah.
The Miss America pageant reminded you?
Where they were dressed.
The way they were dressed.
The way they were dressed made you think of sex offenders?
I don't like those type of things.
I'm sorry?
He doesn't like those type of things.
Well, who does? I mean, nobody likes sex offenders, but I've never watched Miss America and thought, wow, they remind me of sex offenders. Now, Norman, do you remember the Miss America song that Burt Parks used to sing? There she is, Miss America.
Yeah.
There she is, your ideal. You remember that song?
Yeah.
Hmm? Could you play that on the kazoo, you think?
I could play it if you'd sing it for me.
There she is, Miss America. There she is, your ideal. The dream of a million girls who are more than pretty. Oh, it's over.
And throws the whistle in.
And something else too. I like that. I like some new country and western songs. This fella, he's driving down the road.
Mm-hmm.
His gal has his hand on his lap,
mm-hmm.
and her lips over his pretty neck, and he's all over the road.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And there's another one, parking lot party.
Well, the gal's hand's on my lap. I'm all over the road.
Oh, yeah. I'm hitting a tree.
I know what that's about.
That's some neat country and western music.
Uh-huh. What particular country song do you like? That's a funny question. Any particular song? Guess not.
Something else I like. Some lady that sings... She shot a man in Reno, and her mother...
Just to watch him die? That was Johnny Cash.
Yeah, just to watch the man die in that. Anyway...
Anyway,
a female singer sang a song about watching men die.
Anyway,
whose dog is that, Norman?
Nemo.
Oh, no. Nemo?
My sister's dog.
Ah, uh-huh. Sounds like a good, strong guard dog. Yeah.
When he goes running out in the back, do you have to go find Nemo?
That's not funny.
That was Norman. You
Norman didn't laugh. Norman laughs when things are funny. Well, Norman, we got to run, but nice talking to you again. They call anytime, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Norman.
Okay, bye.
Norman watches Miss America, and it makes him think of sex offenders.
The way they dressed. It was very skimpy.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. Hey, American Equity Mortgage, 21 years. And it flew by, because I can remember, it's like that guy that called and said, well, Bernice has been dead for 10 years. It went so fast. I remember the actual day that we started, because I remember the meeting talking about American Equity Mortgage, and I said, I've never heard of it. And the response was, well, we're brand new. We're just starting. And look what's happened in 21 years, all the cities that American Equity Mortgage is in. And it's funny because if you go to other cities and hear their commercials. Obviously, it's not 314, but it's something else, 99.99. And they've done real well at what they do, and what they do is obviously help people buy houses, get a mortgage. And they were the first that I ever heard that came along and said, look, at perfect or less than perfect credit, and made it pretty clear that most people don't have perfect credit. Whatever your particular situation is, they'll work fast for you, and they will bust their butts to get you that loan, whether it's the mortgage for the house or a loan based on the equity you have in the house, home equity loan or bill consolidation loan. So why don't you let them go to work for you if you need some cash or you need a mortgage? You can go to their website, AmericanEquity.com, or call this number. Don't confuse it with any other. 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Traffic is already busy. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in.
Yeah, we have a vehicle fire. It's on the North Outer Road on near Mid Rivers Mall Drive in St. Charles. Already looks like we're backed up from the Poplar Street Bridge heading to, on 5570 eastbound through the merge with 64. Remember, 64 is going to be shut down until September 23rd. We're having heavy traffic on southbound 270 now, approaching Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Looks like westbound 40 is just a little bit slow at Lindbergh. And this traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. After a long day at work, there's just one place you want to be, home. Protected with Allstate House and Home Insurance. Switch now and save with a 10% welcome discount. To learn more, call 888-ALLSTATE, visit allstate.com, or talk to an Allstate agent today. From the Golden Oak Glendening Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
New time slot, same formula on Tuesdays. We let you vent. Ticked off Tuesday. We open those phone lines in the 10 o'clock hour. Also, the folks from the Farmer's Almanac stopping by the studio. Remember the predictions. A nasty winter ahead. We'll compare notes because I have my own Kilcoin Almanac. Also, Andrew Vitti from Feast Magazine. We'll see you at 10.
The Martin Kilcoin Show. Weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
St. Louis Closet Company can truly help you create a place for everything in your home. Call today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement